Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Karen Randall from Randall's Farm. I don't want to say a farm retiree. Is that, would that be
No, not at all. Once a farmer, always a farmer.
But you were a growing farmer, and that's not so much what you're doing now.
We are still growing now. We're growing flowers and plants, and we're growing a corn maize and hay and straw, and now we're growing fun.
How does one grow fun? Is it like that Disney movie where they plant that kid in the backyard?
Just about. We've gone from growing food to growing fun, which is agritourism would be the technical term, but corn maize, pumpkin picking, hay rides, that's all fun. Flowers in the spring and all summer long are fun. So now we grow fun.
What were you growing? And tell me a little bit about the history of the farm.
Well, we started in the 1950s. We were egg producers and we grew chickens. And then in 1962, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. My dad built his first real farm stand and turned his chicken land into farmland and started producing all kinds of vegetable crops. We grew strawberries for more than 40 years. We had a big pick-your-own strawberry operation in the 70s. And we just stopped growing strawberries 4 years ago.
So what made you make that transition, Karen Randall, from Randall's Farm in Ludlow?
Well, I discovered I was a much better retailer or marketer than a farmer. We made the transition over a number of years into buying from our farmer friends instead of growing things ourselves. Farmers are a network, and everybody helps each other and advises each other, and had lots of farmer friends who were happy to sell me things that I stopped producing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fresh produce delivered to our door every single day, right through the fall.
So what really strikes me, Karen, is just that how lucky for farmers that you discovered that farming yourself was not really the best use of your time and passion, but in fact, providing an opportunity for your farmer friends to actually source from them and bring it all to the rest of us.
I won't say that it's easier, but it's probably time better spent to source it and talk to the farmers and know, also to understand what goes into producing a crop and to recognize it's not always going to be perfect. You aren't always going to have everything you want from one farm at the same time.
Now, this may be a bit of a stretch for an analogy, but you are like a disc jockey. That maybe you were a musician at one time, but you were never as good at it as you wish you might have been. Your time wasn't well spent jamming with those bands for your girlfriends and spouses and alcoholics at the bar. And decide, instead of performing night after night, I'm going to curate a playlist of other musicians who are making great music and give that to the world.
You know, being a music lover, I love that analogy. So yes.
You're the disc jockey of farmers.
The disc jockey of farmers, okay.
Before you know it, you'll be doing strange publicity stunts, taking payola, all the stuff that we do.
So what are you doing for your 50th anniversary?
Well, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary on the 15th and 16th of September. That weekend, it's 50% off corn maize admission. There's special sales in all the departments. We have music. We have hourly giveaways. The Shrine Clowns.
You should make the Shriner Clowns chase people into the maze. And that would be like kicking off Halloween spooky season.
Well,
nothing,
you know,
scarier than clowns.
Yes, I never realized that people are afraid of clowns, but they are.
Set the corn maze on fire and have the clowns chase them in there.
Oh, no.
They're Shriners. They know what to do with that. Karen Randall from Randall's Farm in Ludlow, celebrating 50 years in that current incarnation and the burgeoning market of agro-tourism. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.